Today on The Good Stuff, we're going to finish the letter that Kim was reading about from Joseph to his mom. And just a reminder, a season's greetings from North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas and the promise of a new year and the enduring heritage of the West from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
And don't forget, Tri-State Livestock News, it's still not too late to get that Christmas gift. Check them out. Go online at tsln.com. Discover the pulse of agriculture from grains, sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. They have it all.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board extends a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to everyone, hoping in 2026 you visit valentine.com and come visit us in person.
And again, this is the letter that continues, the letter Joseph sent to his mom. "Sit down," he told her. "I've got to tell you something. I took your arm and helped you find a seat on that big rock out back. Remember, Mom? I'm going to bring Mary home as my wife. Can you help make a place for her things?" You were silent a long time. "You do know what they're saying, don't you, son?" you said at last, your eyes glistening. "Yes, Mom, I know." Your voice started to rise. "If your father were still alive, he'd have some words. I'll tell you, going about like that before you are married, disgracing the family and all, you and Mary ought to be ashamed of yourselves." You'd never have believed me if I tried to explain. So I didn't. Unless the angel had spoken to you, you'd have laughed me to scorn. "Mom, this is the right thing to do." And then I started talking to you as if I were the head of the house. When she comes, I don't want one word to her about it. She's your daughter-in-law. You'll respect her. She'll need your help if she's to bear the neighbors' wagging tongues. "I'm sorry, Mom. You didn't deserve that." You started to get up in a huff. "Mom," I said, "I need you." You took my hand and got to your feet, but the fire was gone from your eyes. "You can count on me, Joseph," you told me with a long hug, and you meant it. I never heard another word. No bride could hope for a better mother-in-law those next few months. "Mom, after I left you, I went up the road to Mary's house and knocked." Her mother glared at me as she opened the door. Loudly, harshly, she called into the house, "It's Joseph," almost spitting my name out. My little Mary came out cringing as if she expected me to give her the back of my hand, I suppose. Her eyes were red and puffy. I can just imagine what her parents had said. We walked a few steps from the house. She looked so young and afraid. "Pack your things, Mary," I told her gently. "I'm taking you home to be my wife." "Joseph," she hugged me as tight as she could, "Mom. I didn't realize she was so strong." I told her what I'd been planning. "We'll go to Rabbi Ben Ezer's house this week and have him perform the ceremony." I know it was awful sudden, Mom, but I figured the sooner we got married, the better it would be for her and me and the baby. "Mary, even if our friends don't come, at least you and I can pledge our love before God. I think my mom will be there, and maybe your friend Rebecca would come if her dad would let her. How about your parents?" I could feel Mary's tiny frame shuddering as she sobbed quietly. "Mary," I said, I could feel myself becoming more bold. "No matter what anyone says about you, I'm proud you're going to be my wife. I'm going to take good care of you. I've promised God that." She looked up. I lowered my voice. "I had a dream last night, Mary. I saw an angel. I know." The anguish which had gripped her face vanished. She was radiant as we turned away from the house and began to walk up the hill together. Just then, her mother ran out into the yard. "Wait," she called. She must have been listening from behind the door. Tears were streaming down her cheeks. "I'll get your father," she called, almost giddy with emotion. We, she shouted and began to run to find her husband. "We are going to have a wedding." "That's how it was, Mom. Thanks for being there for us. I'll write again soon. Love, Joseph."
This holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. Lynn and Rick Shippey of Shippey Realty and Auction hope you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness for this Christmas. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Lynn and Rick and the staff. And likewise, a Merry Christmas from Kim and Mike Burge of Valentine, Nebraska, and the Good Stuff.